The Nile Treaty of 1929 was signed between Britain and Egypt with the aim of increasing the volume of water flowing into Egypt. But this agreement, according to analysts, was drawn in favor of Egypt, thereby neglecting the interests of other countries. According to experts, the agreement has a clause that forbids any irrigation or power projects along the Nile without Egypt's consent, since this could threaten the volume of water reaching Egypt. The 1929 Nile Treaty, spearheaded by Britain, has now sparked controversy between Uganda, Egypt and Ethiopia.
The colonial agreement that gave a lot of room to the Egyptians to use the Nile water is still running up to now. Yes, we got independence, but the independence we got did not completely become independent, even regardless of the treaties that were signed.
The agreement for the construction of Uganda's Owen Falls Dam was also mediated by Britain through an exchange of notes with Egypt. What is not clear is whether or not the agreement signed by Britain on behalf of Uganda and other littoral states who are using the Nile are still binding in international law, with Ugandan officials beginning to question Britain's interest in the affairs of Africa long after its colonization.
The British control a lot of interest in the Great Lakes region, simply because of the Nile water. And when you look at the map of colonization, in West Africa, yes, because of the Delta region, that's where they were in Nigeria and they were in a few countries in West Africa. So you find that interests were all along the waters, around the water area. And that is why we have all this tension that is coming up.
With the growing tension between Uganda, Egypt and Ethiopia over the use of the Nile, the question remains whether littoral states can use the river without necessarily taking into consideration the interests of other river users. Despite the fact that states have the sovereign right to exploit their own resources, analysts say they also have a responsibility to ensure that activities within their jurisdiction do not cause damage to the environment of other states or areas beyond the limits of national jurisdiction. Ugandan officials maintain that Britain should correct its own mess created way back during the colonization era if the conflict over the usage of the Nile is to be resolved amicably. Daniel Arap Moy, Press TV, Kampala, Uganda.